Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm in charge of this mayhem. Ken Davis is, it's not his fault, folks. He's just a guest here. He didn't do anything wrong. He's just doing the best he can with me. Ken's our guest, a longtime Brain Trust member, one of the great historians of our time. All the important books, don't know much about history, don't know much about mythology. The hidden history of America at war, America's hidden history. I could go on, but I only have an hour show. More Deadly Than War is the new book, The Hidden History of the Spanish Flu and the First World War. We just covered a lot about that, folks. You can go back and listen to it again on my website if you want. And of course, we give Ken the podcast too. Ken, let's take Armistice Day up to Veterans Day and bring it up to where we are today.
Right.
38 Veterans Day became Armistice Day became an official. 20 years later, became an official holiday in America in 1938. And then after World War II, somebody tried to get it to be turned into Veterans Day, right?
That's correct. 80 years ago in 1938, it became an official holiday primarily set aside to honor veterans of World War I. And I just want to say quickly here as a grammarian, there's no apostrophe in Veterans Day. they don't own it. So it's just a day for veterans. So
right. let's
be clear on that. It's actually after the Korean War that it's changed from Armistice Day to Veterans Day, and they basically just changed the word armistice to veterans so the day would honor American veterans of all wars. And I also should make it clear here, because people are always confused and ask me, that Memorial Day and Veterans Day are not the same. Veterans Day honors all veterans, living and dead, who served. Memorial Day is specifically meant to honor those who died in service to the country.
Who paid the ultimate
And I would
sacrifice.
Add to your point, Jim, earlier about wearing a uniform, that World War I is very, very unique and special, particularly in the role of women in uniform, especially women in nurses' uniforms. Mm-hmm. There was no military nursing service, so a lot of Red Cross nurses and a lot of Salvation Army nurses, known as Sallies, went to the front lines in uniform. And that was a big transformation, because women did not serve as nurses primarily before World War I. And it was a real change in society. And I think affected the fact that women got the vote after the war.
The fact that women
had gone into service, mm-hmm, and taken jobs and done all those things that they did in World War II, in World War I, affected the fact that they got the vote right afterwards.
And, Ken, one of the things that I always like to point out to folks, and so I had some news this week, today, that I said was news to me. The largest contingent of veterans today in America are post-Gulf War veterans. They've exceeded the Vietnam era veterans. They marked that from 1990 forward. So that's the largest group of folks. So they're young. These veterans are younger. The largest group are younger, number one. Number two, a fewer number of Americans percentage-wise have been in the military. Number three, the fewest percentage of members of Congress have been in the military. So that's an interesting little dynamic, a demographic dynamic it's going to be interesting for me to watch play out over the next few years. Ken, what do you think?
I've written and spoken about this a great deal over the years. It was only a few years ago that we had the first presidential election between men who had not served in the military.
Right.
Because certainly, Jim, most of our lives growing up, if you hadn't served in the military, you weren't going to be considered a serious candidate.
That's right.
From you know, from the time, certainly Harry Truman on, and going back to the Civil War, of course,
right.
Many of the early presidents had been Civil War generals. So service was always a kind of prerequisite. That's fallen by the wayside, and that reflects the fact that we did switch to the volunteer army. You know, in World War One, there were about 100,000 soldiers in America when we declared war in 1917. Very quickly, there were 4 million men in uniform.
Volunteer.
And not all of them were volunteers. They had a draft. That was when the selective service system was born in 1917. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to call it the draft. They called it selective service. So, you know, war affected the vast majority of the population much more than it does now with our volunteer army.
And it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out as we go forward. Hey, Ken, I got to wrap it up. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
I'd love to come back anytime and talk to you. We'd love to talk about history, and it's definitely not boring.
Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out online. Quick break. I got to go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.